Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
There's one car that takes you anywhere you want to go. The Model T. Strong, sturdy, with a will of its own.
And it's 100 years old today. The Model T, the car that gave us a car-crazed planet and made Ford one of the largest industrial companies in the world. Mass-produced on an assembly line with a will of its own. Oh, yeah. Let's try to start one of these. Ever tried? Oh. Stubborn little bugger. Or
lay off people,
maybe it's
lay
just
off
operator
folks.
Error.
None of your sarcastic jokes. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
And no more.
That's right. Henry Ford's Model T was sometimes called the Tin Lizzie. It wasn't the first car made, but it was the first affordable one. The first car not for crackpot enthusiasts or speedster maniacs. It was for everyone who had $850 and didn't mind black. All Model Ts were black. Oh, man. They all had a 20-horsepower, four-cylinder engine, and none of them had an electric starter. So Bob Casey, author of The Model T, A Centennial History, could you just help me out here, please?
I could.
All right, what do I do before I turn the crank?
Before you turn the crank you pull the control lever inside the car.
Got it.
All the way back.
Okay.
So the car won't move forward on you when you start.
Oh, it's kind of a sticky sucker. Okay, go ahead.
Set the throttle lever, which is on the steering wheel.
Right, I see that. Yep, okay. Right.
And then you push the spark lever all the way up.
All righty.
You flip the switch to magneto.
Okay.
Then you get out of the car, you go to the front, and now you're ready to start to try to crank it.
All right, Bob, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Ready? There it goes. There it goes. All right, thanks a lot, Bob.
Congratulations.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's Bob Casey, author of The Model T, A Centennial History. Bob says that if you actually did that wrong, the car would roll over you or it would spark so hot that it would actually, like, rip your arm off. So it was much more challenging than starting a car today. Some little facts. The average mileage on a Model T, the $850 car, was around 17. A 2008 Ford F-150 truck, which could cost you as much as $30,000, gets an EPA average of 16. But the Model T's top speed was only around 44 miles an hour, but it could run on both gasoline and ethanol. Today marks the day of the very special car. The Model T turns 100. Thanks, Henry. Now, let's try and drive this sucker, shall we?
Okay, they're getting ready to stop, so push it halfway. And
where's the brake?
That's the brake on the right. Push it halfway and push on the brake. Okay? Take the gas off. Push on the brake. Push on the brake.
Good old Henry Ford, he was a hardworking
man.
Okay,
now.
He worked all
the way down,
night and all day.
Give it all the gas and all the way down.
I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models.
Hold it all the way down.
One for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Model T.
Happy birthday, Model T, 100 years old today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.